This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, your favorite radio show, the best radio show. We are at Lincoln Financial Field, Pepsi Plaza, leading you up to Eagles-Cowboys banner night as we celebrate the second Super Bowl win in Eagles history. Now, we will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment, but we do have some other issues to deal with in that we received a report around 4:55 yesterday afternoon, while we were dealing with something more important. We were dealing with T.O. about to arrive. But we got the report that Joe DeCamera had twisted his ankle while preparing for Fritz DeCamera 5, which is supposed to be on Tuesday. So he said he didn't know how bad it was yet. And the report from the morning show today is that it was black and blue, and he was limping around.
Limping around, yes.
The report is that he had an MRI on the ankle. Of course he did. He had an MRI on the ankle.
Wasted money.
Yes, of course. An MRI on the ankle, and there is nothing broken or torn, but he is on crutches. It was reported to us by Rod Lakin that Joe DeCamera is willing to play in Tuesday's basketball game with the injured ankle. Jack, your thoughts on playing Joe with the injured ankle?
Yeah, I'm not doing it. And I'm not doing it because I'm afraid of Joe DeCamera. I've gotten to the point where I just want to leave no doubt. And I don't want him to be let off the hook. I don't want him to have the excuse in his back pocket of, well, what'd you want me to do? I was out there limping. I want him to be as ready as possible so that we can, you know, meet mano a mano, because once again, he was the one that was like, oh, I'm a better athlete, blah, 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 but then also needs every rule to go in his favor and all this good stuff. Like, I just, to beat him on one leg, it doesn't do it for me. Like, I want him to get as ready as possible and then just beat him normally so there's no doubt to be left.
So you want this to go on another 6 or 8 weeks?
Well, it's,
is what you're saying?
Hopefully not talking about it every day.
Well,
I mean, it's an unfortunate.
Believe me, we will not be talking.
I agree. It's an unfortunate circumstance, but like going out there and obliterating him on one ankle so that he can create some idea that would have been close had he been healthy. That doesn't sound very fun.
What I ask is this: is what would the reaction have been to Jack if this same thing had happened to Jack yesterday? If Jack had said, I have a twisted ankle, excuse me, I'm injured, I'll play whatever, the morning show and their cronies would have spent the entire week talking about Jack's not built for this.
Jack quits,
blah, 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 blah. But DeCamara, once again, another fake injury comes up, just like the what happened to the groin injury?
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. He needed surgery.
Yeah, what happened to the groin injury? What happened to the tear and the needle he had to take in the groin? Like, I didn't see evidence of that during tennis. You know what I mean? And he was complaining about shin splints after running 300 meters at a
like, walking pace.
Yeah, the pace of an 80-year-old. A slow 80-year-old is that. Is like, I almost want you to go punish him on the bad ankle. Because of what the reaction would have been had you injured yourself. And that, like, I don't believe that Joe or The Morning Show have played this very classy at all. Mm. I think they have taken low blows the entire time. Mm-hmm. You beat Joe. We celebrate for, what, a day?
Yeah.
And then we move on.
Yeah.
Joe wins. They spend weeks talking about Jack's a loser and he's a quitter and he's fat.
There's 60 cuts in the folder about what we said on our show.
Yeah. Mm. So... I guess it's fine. Are you sure you don't want to just go end it on Tuesday and watch him limp around?
Put us all out of our misery.
Yeah. Mike seems like he just wants it to be over.
So bad.
The guy's on crutches. Like, it's just, it's what is it going to be like?
I just think, like, you know what happened? He came in earlier this week trying to get a bunch of phony rules. He realized that we weren't going to budge on the free throw thing, that we weren't going to budge on make it take it because we're grown-ups and know how one-on-one is played. So he tried to figure something else out, and I wouldn't put it past him that he...
Hired Tonya Harding?
Like he injured himself on purpose. I wouldn't put it past him.
No.
I wouldn't put it past him.
How do you injure yourself so severe playing one-on-one basketball? Was somebody playing defense on him?
I would love to get the breakdown as to how this
happened. How did this happen?
He moves in slow motion.
Yes.
It was such an explosive move to the basket.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Well, when are we – okay, let's say he has an ankle sprain or whatever, right?
Yeah.
The guy in the morning is not built like T.O.
Sure.
It's not like he's going to – first of all, tape it up, shut up, don't tell anybody. Don't do this whole, you know, I'm willing to do it.
Right.
But, you know, just shut up and play.
Don't you want to not give him an out?
I do, but like...
Because I think he's looking for an out.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give him the out. I know it'd be excruciating for the listeners. Trust me, we're not going to talk about it every day.
No. But it's just like, I don't think... There's a possibility he might not be healed until February. I'm being honest with you.
The groin's taken 2.5 years.
Yeah,
so.
look at his body. Like, look at he's on death's door.
Wow.
I'm being honest with you. Like the guy.
What if he dies?
He could.
If he dies,
you know,
if he
had run at a normal pace, that might have been it for Joe DeCamara.
Yeah.
He's gonna heal like a zombie. Like if you've seen a zombie movie, they get their foot blown off. They walk around with the foot blown off for the rest of their zombie lives. I feel like Joe's ankle might be injured until he's 70.
He's never gonna recover from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, if this happened to me,
seen him, he's on death's door. Yeah. That's a line, right?
That's
there,
a line.
Brother. That's a line.
That'll be cut for the
moment. Oh, look at that zombie running crotch first.
Yeah. I know if the roles were reversed and this happened to me. I mean, it happened with baseball. Like, that I'd be called, that I'd be called soft and Jack quits.
Oh, but Jack's supposed to win.
Yeah, like, I don't stoop to people's levels. I'm a rise above kind of guy. So, I just want to leave no doubt. That's my official position on this. I want to leave no doubt.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Unfortunately for the listeners, this excruciating competition is probably going to be extended.
Yeah, and we won't talk about it until we have a date and we're going up to it. But I want to say this. Is we were supposed to submit our rules to Program Director Rod Lakin by the end of the day. We will voice, because I believe that should still be it, our position on rules. Ones and twos, no free throws, winners outs, make it take it. That is how you play one-on-one. The spirit of this was a one-on-one basketball game, not a one-on-one basketball game with special rules. There's no free throws in one-on-one. One-on-one is make it take it. One-on-one is ones and twos. That's what it is. We are submitting that officially to Rod. Your move, Joe DeCamara. I guess you have one more ankle you can fake injure for next time. So, we ready to do a little baseball?
Yeah.
A little High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report?
Let's do it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So, Phils lose last night. Aaron Nola goes out and gets blasted.
Excruciating.
In the first inning. He's really starting to turn into 23 Taiwan. Where he allows runs early, and then he settles in.
Settle in after the first inning.
The game's mostly Mostly
it's not
out.
Over. You still got 8 innings to go.
Yeah, listen, L.A. always says it's better to give them up early than late.
It's 5 runs. Did they not come back from a 5-0 deficit 2 days ago?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I didn't hear anybody have any problems then.
It was 6
runs.
Well,
the guy who was pitching is not paid $172 million.
Oh, we're back to the salaries.
My concern, by the way,
yes,
is that he kind of looks cooked.
So, it's...
He was just throwing 94.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really frustrating because it's been a while since he's been fine.
Yes,
and he's never really gotten on the right foot this year. He's had a couple outings where like he's looked all right, but his ERA is over 7. I mean, I know he's obviously missed a ton of time in the middle there. It's not totally fair.
We're judging like he's been there all year.
Yeah, I don't think he's cooked, but man, he has pitched.
We better hope he's not.
I understand, but like he's pitched a lot of innings. He seemingly can't keep the ball down. I mean, listening to Stocker all last night, it was like, yeah, they keep the ball down, keep the ball down, keep the ball down, and they just can't keep the ball down. Yeah. I don't know. He'd
be ready to go by the playoffs.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
We'll see. We'll see.
Don't worry about it.
It's frustrating.
It'll also be his fault when Lizardo gives up 7 runs.
Well, because we don't have a real number 2 starter.
Yeah, because we don't have a real number 2 starter. Yep, it'll be Nola's fault, too, for that.
It won't be Nola's fault, then.
Yeah, it will.
Well, I just need him to...
Well, because everyone would say he should have been the one if he was pitching the way he should be for what he's getting paid for.
Yeah, that's a good take. Yeah, actually will be Nola's fault. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. I know it.
I just need him to dig in. Give us 6 innings, 3 runs.
That's it?
That's all I want.
That's it? That's 4 all we're
ERA.
Asking for?
Like, but the thing about him that is frustrating, he was never an ace or a 1.
Right.
But, mm-hmm. The conversation was at least being had. So, like, I don't need him to be an ace... But, like, I need him to be good enough for the conversation to be had for this guy to be a number 3
quality
starter.
Start. Now, I think that's fair.
You got to give him a shot.
Asking for a quality start. Yeah, yep. I think that's fair.
You got to give him a shot. You got to give the team a shot.
Yep.
And last night, put him behind. And
Well, and by the way, the rest of the team looked like the Bad News Bears last night. What did we have? We had Bader and Weston Wilson running into each other in the outfield. We had JT Realmuto on a steal attempt, throwing the ball to Trey, who was standing in the normal shortstop position. Like
JT got picked on a back pick on the throw to third base.
Which, by the way, that was in the first inning, right? Like,
you
could have scored runs, could have, you know. And Bryce, dumb hustle, but he made it to third. Like, that was a Chicago White Sox-looking performance from the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday, outside of Nola.
Yeah.
You can't shoot yourself in the foot like that, especially against a team like the Brewers, who never shoot themselves in the foot.
So. They put a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
They put a lot of pressure. Also, I understand it was a scoreless inning, but pretty annoying that Kirkering looked as good as he did last night.
Of course.
Not that I wanted to go out there and struggle, but like that's where you feel like are the lights too bright for him in the big moments?
Yeah.
Because he looks fine in a low-lever spot.
2 strikeouts, no hits, no walks. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bohm's hitting 8th today. Really low in the lineup, which I think is interesting. And then Nick Castellanos not in the lineup. The second time in 3 games. Thompson, before the game, they said, is it fair to say right field is a full-on platoon? Thompson said, it looks that way. I mean, you can call it whatever you want. But at this point in the year, I'm going to put out what I think is the best lineup on any given day to win.
Yes, as he should.
But also, he hasn't always done this.
I'm telling you, he's been managing different this year.
He has, and with a sense of urgency.
Yeah, it's almost as if he's managing if his job is on the line.
So, yeah.
He's making tough decisions.
Which is what he should do.
Yes, and unpopular decisions for some of his players, but that's okay. It's okay to make everybody a little uncomfortable, Topper.
And it seems like, I haven't looked at the lineup, it seems like Bader is basically the full-time center fielder now.
Yeah.
He plays almost every day. Yeah. And the only time that I've been annoyed with Bader defensively was like in that first inning, he plays so deep, you wonder if he gets to that little tweener that he didn't get to if he's not playing as deep as he is. But I would assume...
I didn't blame that on him.
No, I assume that the benefits outweigh the costs with him playing that deep, usually. But he had... If he's not playing that deep, maybe he gets to that ball.
So. Also good to see JT get a couple hits last night. He had been really struggling at the plate. I know the base running was bad, but like I guess he's just going to be their cleanup hitter because they're not going to put Schwarber behind Bryce. And if he falters, there is not a clear option for who should be batting fourth.
Well, if he falters, you got to put Schwarber there.
Well, I would agree.
I mean, you just have to. And take one of the guys, maybe one of the outfielders that's hot, put Bader at 2, Put if Marsh is still hitting well, put him. Put somebody else at two if Bryce is not going to hit two. Because I think Schwarber should hit three and Bryce should hit two. If they're not going to do that and the JT thing, the JT magic doesn't keep up, they have to put Schwarber there. They have to suck it up and put Schwarber there.
Yep.
So we have the game today and then weekend series against the Marlins, right?
Yep.
And then four against the Mets.
Yeah.
Who are
yeah.
5.5 back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
are you going to be upset at Bryce for wearing his Eagles cleats today?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because it's a Philadelphia team.
Okay.
He's pandering, but it's fine. I'd rather he pander than pander to the Braves.
Unlike your boy, Spike, huh? Number zero?
Maxie's not my boy. I've been accused of being an anti-Maxie guy. You can't make him my boy today.
Cowboy fan.
He didn't have to tweet about the Cowboys.
He did not.
He didn't. But he did say, like, I would be a fraud if I just decided to cheer for the Eagles now.
Well,
I
sure.
agree with
but
that.
He's also been here for 4 years.
Yeah.
And he's never tweeted about it on an Eagles-Cowboys day.
Yeah, yeah. I think...
He wanted to have a little fun.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter to me.
Everybody likes him, so nobody's going to.
Yeah, but it's just like, I mean.
Well, how could you have a problem with it with what your boy does?
Well, who's my boy now?
Bryce.
What about Bryce?
Well, the rivalry pack.
He's just bringing eyes to the ball game.
Oh, okay.
And he's trying to up the intensity level.
Bringing eyes to the ball game. Can you imagine a casual fan being like, I'm not interested in baseball until I saw Bryce wearing Mets colors.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Now I'm in.
Yeah. Again, he wasn't rooting for the Mets.
Well, it's a big game today for the Phils. So big game for the Eagles tonight and a big game for the Phils. Now, big game for the Eagles calls for the guy with the biggest big game voice in football, Rios in North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Here we go, buddy.
What up, Rios?
Gentlemen. Y'all know how much love, how much blood, how much heart I have for y'all, how much I have for the city, how much I love these people, everyone, all of our people. I got nothing but love for everybody. And you know what? What comes with love, what keeps that heart pumping, strictly freaking blood. And yo, Buzz, hit the music. We are back. Super Bowl freaking champions. Now that is finally over, and we can get back to being the blood-creating savages we are. What we've done in the past is over, and quite frankly, after getting another Lombardi trophy, you still hear the disrespect. You still hear all the non-believers. Haters gonna hate. Suckers gonna be suckers. Let this finally be drilled in y'all heads. Y'all cannot control the bleepery. Y'all cannot control these suckers. All you can do is what you did last year, and that's flip the bird and grab your balls and say, bleep the world. We are coming for what is ours again, and there's nothing that y'all can do to stop us. That's what y'all can control. Y'all have been fasting since day after the parade on Broad Street. Y'all went 0-30 back in the freaking gym. Back on the grass we created from blood. Back in watching film. Back in your playbook. Back in starve and focus mode. We ain't freaking full. We ain't freaking satisfied. We are hungrier and nastier than ever. Anything goes. It's time to lace up your boots and put on your sucker-free full battle rider on. It's deployment season. And we are kissed the family goodbye. We ain't going home until we accomplish the mission at Sierra Bravo 60. It's dynasty time. It's legacy time. Nothing else matters. And who better to start our catch a body, bodies in a trunk season than the freaking cow suckers? We took all the drama. We took all the pain. Everything that was thrown at us to hinder and stop us. We put boots to ashes right through it and survived, and we was the last men standing and salivating to do it all again. We welcome anything and everything to come and try and stop us. Gentlemen and ladies, the Soul Robbers are back. Spike and Fritz. All of WIP and everyone listening, want this result.
Violence!
Want this result.
Violence!
What makes the grass grow?
Blood!
What makes the grass grow?
Blood!
Let me tell y'all something. Iron Wheels, a.k.a. the Star Major of Philly, from North Philly, Hunter Park. I am ready to live, but prepared to die. Always be a threat. Philly 7 out.
Wow.
That's how you start.
A strong now, start for now, Rios.
Now,
he makes a good point there. And I haven't thought about this, Jack.
Which one?
You mentioned
interesting
that you needed rain. Could you just perhaps bleed on your lawn if you're having brown patches?
I'm going to walk around
and
just start dosing out blood.
Yep, just cut yourself and bleed because it does make the grass grow.
Didn't know it was a fertilizer.
Yep. See, who needs rain?
Yep.
Thank you, Rios, as always. A report from Ian Rappaport.
Started sweating.
I know.
The Eagles are elevating Marcus Epps and outside linebacker Patrick Johnson for tonight's game.
Welcome back, Patrick Johnson.
And Marcus Epps, too, is they're going to have every safety.
But Justin Simmons is still like, ah, come on.
Yeah, I was looking at houses in South Jersey.
Like, what does Justin Simmons have to do to get signed by the Eagles?
Maybe they got a wrong number for him.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Did you ever play the video game or have you ever heard of the video game Castle Wolfenstein? 51.7% say yes.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that is a legitimate win for me.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
I never heard of it.
Yeah. It was the first like first person shooter game.
Okay.
And yes, you did go through a castle and kill Nazis. That was the game. It was a you versus Nazis game. Yeah. You are not the Nazi.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that
up. I just want to be clear.
I don't know what games you're playing in your house.
Elliot Shore Parks joins us next for the rest of the show and the return of Tommy Down the Shore.
Baloney time.
It is baloney time. 215-592-9494 live from Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Where else would we be? We're at Lincoln Financial Field, taking you all the way up to Eagles Cowboys. You can hear Eagles Cowboys with Merrill and Mike and Devin right here on WIP and the free Odyssey app. Before we get to the Joker that joined the show, we're going to tell you where to see a different Joker, right, Ike?
Yeah, you
get
can
it?
See, yes, I do get it. You can see Tornado Shapiro and Joe Conklin at Parks Casino on Street Road in Bensalem, PA. Check them out Thursday, September 25th. Joe will welcome Steve Ranazzisi. I got that right because he spelled it out phonetically for me.
Oh, there
nice.
There you go. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com. JoeConklin.com.
There it is. You know, if you ever want to tell a joke, if you say get it right afterwards, it always makes it hit. What's up, Elliot?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're good, man. You so your style looks good. You want to tell everybody what you're wearing tonight?
No, well, you know, right. Can't no say one, who I'm wearing.
No, well, right, but,
yeah.
Right.
No, well, I got the, right. You know.
There we go. All I right. Was wondering, no one can hear me, right? Yeah.
I can hear you, yeah.
Well, now you can.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're back. You're back.
The first 2 minutes.
Stepping all over my outfit announcement.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. No, just a nice gray suit. White shirt.
Yeah, there
blue,
you go.
Blue, you know, little pattern on it, blue tie.
So, yep.
Now, look nice tonight.
Now, the suit looks like it's hot out there.
It is hot. I'm sweating.
And
yeah,
the sun is beating down. That for suit sure. Looks like it's going to need a dry cleaning after this. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's going to be
yeah.
A sweaty day out there.
Well,
for
so
you.
Honestly, I had gotten away from the suits a little bit, but I remembered, Spike, when you first hired me, one of the things you said was you love that I represented the brand in a suit. So,
yeah.
Had to go back to it.
Absolutely. I need this on game day.
Yes.
Yeah,
I need this Elliot on game.
We got some Eagles news, by the way.
Oh, boy. All right, okay. All right.
So the Eagles have elevated two players to the active roster.
Already told everyone.
Already told everyone.
All
that.
Right. Never mind. Well, did you say the interesting part about it?
No. So why don't you go ahead, Elliot?
I can't tell if you're mocking me right
no,
now.
No, we're not. Well, sort of, yeah, but
well,
no.
Well, it depends what you say.
Yeah.
Well, no Britton Covey.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
So,
or not exciting. That's surprising.
It means Cooper DeGene probably returning punts.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Yeah.
Don't like it.
Don't there like it go. At all. Who's he thinking is Dion? Is
also, close. no emergency quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't.
So they only have
so
Sam
it's
Howell.
Only, it's only Sam Howell, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's all we need.
Hopefully.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you had to put the third one in there, what difference would that make?
No, they're in trouble, I agree.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
is their emergency QB if those guys get hurt?
Hopefully we'll find – I mean, hopefully we don't find
whatever
it.
Whatever it is, they'll yeah. be just giving the ball to Saquon.
Yeah, I was going to say, the emergency is Will Shipley, A.J. Dillon, and Saquon.
That's a little surprising that they did not – that they don't have an emergency quarterback, and they also did not activate Covey. Are you a little surprised they activated Epps and Patrick Johnson? Is that a
so
surprise to you?
Patrick Johnson's a really good special teams player. And the Cowboys do have an excellent special teams
ooh,
unit.
Boy, they, do they. Yeah, they have the number one returner in the league.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Marcus Epps, obviously, with the Makuba injury, I know he'll likely be active tonight. But the surprising thing to me is definitely Covey. I mean, I know Cooper DeGene is a good punt returner, but he's now going to be playing every snap on defense and then basically go right out and return punts. Now, maybe it won't be him, but I would think it will be. Yeah.
Did
it's exciting when Coop has the ball.
And Cooper never
you're more
returned
excited
kicks,
when
right?
Coop has the ball than Brent Covey. Come on.
I don't think
I'm,
that...
I'm concerned when Brent Covey has the ball. He's like he runs into tackles.
Can
like
I human crash test them?
Yeah. I think he's an average punt returner.
I'm just saying, Covey. I'm more concerned when Covey is
I
back
agree.
There than I am than Cooper being back
Cooper
there.
Looks like a fumble waiting to happen on punt returns.
He is riskier than Covey.
No, that couldn't happen with Covey, right? He couldn't fumble the ball.
Well, he could.
Yeah.
I know you're a Cooper guy. I got it. You want to play quarterback, too?
No, I'm just trying to figure out why you guys trying to put bad mojo on him.
I'm not. I just didn't want him returning kicks.
Yeah, I don't like
punts.
Like, you're risking him to injury. He's a top three important player on the defense,
yeah.
arguably.
Yeah, he's also one of the top athletes on the team.
He is.
Let's hope, because he's going to be out there quite a bit
tonight.
Oh,
he is one of the top athletes.
Yes, yeah, surprisingly.
He is.
Yeah, time to prove it.
Yep.
It's time for him to prove it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying.
I think 60 in the NFL by his peers has already proven that.
Not as a punt returner.
He did win the Super Bowl.
I said athlete. I didn't say returner. I said athlete.
So it's a prove it year for Cooper DeGene?
Yeah. I think it's a risk. But.
Yeah, of course it's a risk. It's football.
Yeah.
Football's a risk, Elliot.
Come on, toughen up.
But it's all about minimizing the risk to the best of
you. You didn't want Jake Elliott out there.
But you don't mind giving Saquon about 35 times a game, though.
Well, that's different.
After he had 500 touches.
Well, it's not that different. He's going to return three punts maybe
a
game. And he's probably going to fair catch a lot of them.
Hopefully he fair catches it. All right. All right, if you want to risk them, go for it.
So, Elliot, it's On the Record Thursday. And for On the Record Thursday today, We'll ask for your game prediction later. But for On the Record Thursday, we have asked people for Eagles record and where they go in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This is difficult, obviously. It is, you know, we're just making our best guess. So Elliott's official season prediction is here.
So I'm going to go 11-6.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I do think they will take a step back in the win column. And I guess...
Be honest.
Yeah, no, I know. I'll say the conference round. I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. I'll put that out there. I do not think they are winning the Super Bowl. But I do think...
Way to step out on a ledge.
Well, I mean, what did you guys pick?
I said they lose in the NFC Championship game to the Bucks. Jack couldn't think of a team, but said the same thing. Both said 11-6. Ike had 13-4 and beating the Bills in the Super Bowl.
I like it.
Or Baltimore.
I think they lose to the Packers. I think the Packers come out of the NFC. It's so hard to go back. And also, I think it's worth mentioning, the Eagles as an organization have had trouble sustaining success in the playoffs.
Like, not worth mentioning.
I think it is. They have not won playoff games in back-to-back years since 2004. So it's been over 20 years since this team has won. One time they did it. They did it one time in 20 years. So while they have obviously had great...
I was going to say they won a playoff game after they won the last Super
Bowl. Yeah, exactly. One time, right. So, like...
Well, they only won one other Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying since 2004, they have not won a playoff game in back-to-back years.
Oh, okay.
Only one time they've done it. So they have not been a team that, while they've had regular season success for sure, and obviously with two Super Bowls have had postseason success, they have not been a team that consistently makes deep playoff runs. So they're a great roster. I think they have a great head coach and quarterback. It's just not something we've seen this team do. They're fighting a lot of history. I don't think they'll be able to beat that history.
Yeah, see, this is what gets me with you. We get close to the season. It's time to put the stones on the table, on the chopping block, and you curl up on me. I mean, we're arguing a couple months ago, Jalen is the greatest quarterback in franchise history. He's the transcendent player. Well, I'm trying to figure out why can't we, with this roster, overcome that in your mind. I understand history is stacked against them, but if you truly believe that's what they are, then why wouldn't they buck the trend?
Because I think they can have a great year without bumping that trend. I don't think they have to win a Super Bowl this year. Like this,
it's not about them having to win the Super Bowl. I'm asking you about your belief in them doing
that.
On one hand, you'll argue how great he is and great Nick is and great that and great this. But you give me an 11-6 record because you want to be a realist right now and tell me that because it hasn't been done that they can't do it. Well, they never had a 2,000-yard rusher, and that happened last year. So I'm just asking about your faith.
Right.
And the athletes on the field overcome whatever the history says.
So
they haven't won a back-to-back division title. Are they? So we're not picking them to win the division?
I think they'll probably win the division.
Okay.
But, so
I'm glad
I think
you
they can
did that.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
But I think my prediction is putting a lot of faith in them. Going back to the conference championship game is a monumental task. It's not something we've seen this team do since, again,
of
2004.
Course.
So, like, by saying I think they will go to the conference championship
game. But putting them at 11-6 and then saying they're going to be in a conference championship game.
That's a really successful year.
It doesn't match up to me from my evaluation standpoint.
If you have an elite QB and an elite head coach with you, and they just win and all they do is win.
It doesn't match up to me is the point.
But if they win a Super Bowl, go to two Super Bowls in 4 years, and go to three conference championships in 3 years, that is an elite quarterback.
No, I'm talking about your overall record versus where, because I think you just threw the NFC championship game as a cherry on top at the end there. Because if you believe they're an 11-6 team, you must believe they're like the fourth best team in the conference.
I think they're the second best team in the conference.
With 11-6?
Well, the schedule's really hard.
Well, who's the best? Did you say that the Packers is the best?
I think the
team?
Packers are the best.
So what are they going to finish?
Probably 13 wins.
Oh, I'm just asking you. The best team in the conference. I'm wondering where the Rams, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, some of these other teams are going to finish.
Detroit.
Detroit. They're all going to win less than 11?
I think the Eagles will win the division. I think they'll be a top four seed. I think they'll make it to the conference championship, but I do not think they will go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I think that is a very successful year. Like, I don't think that is slighting Jalen or Nick or saying they're not all that I've said they are. I think
sure
that would
is.
Be. But
in my
but,
mind, as somebody who's on that side of the fence, that doesn't reek like you're all in and believe.
But I think we're on the same side of the fence.
Like, you're on the same side with Spike and Jack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Yeah, really, but, 11 but, and 6, they but, don't really believe it.
Exactly the same as what
no,
we
but,
said.
But I think it is an accomplishment. I don't care about going against history. Well, but it matters.
I mean, they won 11-6 the year after the Super Bowl. I mean, year after 2022.
They did.
Nobody felt that was great.
That's
well, because
they
collapsed, but they also didn't go to the conference championship game that year. They didn't even win a playoff.
So if they don't go to the conference championship game, it's not a successful
I would
season.
Be disappointed if this roster
okay, so it should
not,
be
yeah.
at least there.
Yes.
All right, I need to pin you down on something.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're in the boat with me or not.
I don't know if you're in the boat. We all know who's not in the boat.
Well, yes, but they clearly established that.
Yeah, not on everybody.
Yeah, they're not.
I like every Eagle.
All right, there
you go. You and I are the ones who are the defender.
I am defending them. Getting to the conference championship is a great year.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, can I get you to 12-5?
Sure, I'll go 12-5.
All right.
He's such a coward.
I mean, if you want me to get in the boat with you, we can do Super Bowl all year. Like, I'll get in the boat with you.
No, I'll take NFC championship game with you. I'll take that.
Yeah. I felt that was a good prediction.
I just want 12-5, though. 11-6, I don't like.
All right, 12-5.
I know. All right. I just got a report from the tailgate.
Yes.
The camera has his ankle wrapped.
Oh, I saw.
Why is he out here if he's injured?
Well, he's got an appearance.
Oh, right. He had the appearance with T.O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't miss that.
No.
I did see him this morning. His ankle is pretty.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. But
What's your official report on his ankle?
Yeah. I think you guys should play on Tuesday.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't get why you don't just want to end it.
Because it gives them an out.
But you act like if you win 11-3, they're not going to say, well, we took it to 5, blah, blah, blah. We had all this time off. He still overachieved. He beat you in golf. Like, you're trying to get a moral victory that they're never going to allow you to have. So just end it. End it on him. He got hurt. Not his fault, but he got hurt. So, like, it is what it is.
Nah. It doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right.
I'm with Elliot on that.
Yeah, just end it.
Ike wants to end it because he wants the bid to be over.
Yeah.
I also think it minimizes your victory if you do it in 8 weeks as opposed to this Tuesday.
But
you lose the buzz.
It gets minimized anyway. If he's out there limping around.
Yeah, if he can't walk without crutches, what's Jack supposed to do? Like, I wanted him
again,
to do
I've
it.
Been in this situation with the basketball game before, and it's a tough decision to make. Do I toy with him? Do I just beat him? It's tough.
I'm just saying you better win now. Like, if you wait 2 weeks and you want him
better win
and
anyway.
All that. No, I know, but I would just end it.
215-592-9494. Actually, before we get to Tommy down the shore, I have another question for Elliot.
Are we still trying to pin Elliot down?
Well, yeah, there's another thing we got to pin him down on.
I'm pinning myself down. Well, I said where they're going to go. It's a successful year.
But you said 11-6, and this actually gets to the other. This gets to the other thing that I want to pin you down on.
Can't wait.
But before that. I want to pin you
you're
down.
You're so happy when I ask you to come on the show.
Yeah,
it's always such a blast.
You love it.
I love it, yeah. Well, I saw your tweet to me. I'm guessing that's what this is about.
I have no idea. Yeah. So
Before we get to Elliot's problem, I want to get to your problem. And your problem is your old drafty windows and doors. Who's going to solve the problem? I can't solve it, but I can tell you who can. Gaida can solve it. And they can solve it right now as you get into fall. Because you know winter's coming, and the old drafty windows and doors are going to be a problem in the winter with their buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. You might say, Spike, what does buy one, get one half off mean? And I would say to you, what do you mean? What does it mean? It's very obvious what it means. For every door or window you buy, you get the second one at half off. You can mix and match them as well. So doors, windows, you get two of those. You get the other two at half off. And the more you think about this, the more that you get, the more that you replace in your home, the more that you buy, the more that you're going to save. That's a big project. You might be like, I don't want to put any money down. And Guida will say, okay, no problem. No money down, 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This is for a limited time. Restrictions apply. So call Guida today. Schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So I think because we might need a minute with this with Elliot and we have Tommy down the shore, that we pause the thing I got to nail Elliot down on. Get Tommy down the shore's prediction.
And then bring it back at the end?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
No way. Yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, Mike. Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack. Big time Super Bowl baloney business, baby. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
We're back.
Great to have you back.
We need to know, you know, we haven't talked to you since the Super Bowl. What has the summer been like for Tommy down the shore? What have you been up to?
We guys know me. We've been through this cycle probably half a dozen times. See, I got, like, different cycles over the course of the year, right? Because during the bird season... I exert so much emotion, E-M-I-T-I-O-N, emotion.
Emotion.
Energy and heart, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, during the off-season, I got to recharge, I got to hibernate, I got to meditate, I got to percolate, I got to assimilate, I got to do all the eight, you know what I mean?
Okay, yep.
But I've been revving up to this because, like, I've been doing some swimming, I've been playing some ping pong, I've been working on my dance moves, of course, I've been making sandwiches, but most importantly... I've been developing some very interesting ideas, one of which in particular, you guys are always so encouraging. I would love to share it with you gentlemen.
Oh, a new Tommy down the shore get-rich-quick project. I would love to hear it. What do you got, Tommy?
That's right. That's right. Well, I was thinking, right, over summer.
Yeah.
People enjoy water, right?
They love water.
They love water.
Right? We can all agree on that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. People enjoy water. They like being near the water. They like being in the water, and they like drinking water, right?
Yep.
Now, for someone like me, when I'm near the water, I'm in my natural habitat. That's why I'm Tommy from down the shore. Some people, they like to be near the water and in the water, but it makes them a little nervous. It makes them a little uncomfortable. They want to feel safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got the perfect product line. You guys ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Tommy's Baloney Floaties, right? These are
Baloney Floaties.
Right?
So floaties are the things you put on your arms where you can't swim. Are they made out of baloney?
They're not. Well, maybe we could develop science in such a way that we could do that. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
We gotta get research and development. But here's the thing. You put them on your arms and legs, and you can kind of drift and coast and float and feel safe. But the most important thing is each of these floaties is based on a different sandwich. You got the bologna, you got the turkey and cheese, ham and cheese, Italian, tuna melt, caprese, roast beef, and on it goes. You know what I mean? So it's like a sandwich water safety product line. What do you guys think, man?
Well, people always love their bread in the water, or water, rather.
Yes, yes.
So I think
it enhances the taste.
Yeah, I think people are going to look at you in your bologna floaties and think, not only is that person safe and not going to drown, but they are delicious.
That's right.
We do it?
And you're feeding sharks.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you better hope the shark doesn't like sandwiches. Yeah. Now, could we do a PB&J one? Because I'm a big PB&J guy.
Absolutely. Every kind of sandwich under the sun. Grilled cheese, floaty, soppressata and provolone, whatever. You know, we could do every kind of sandwich under the sun. You know what I mean?
Wow. I think that'll be big in South Philly in particular, to be honest with you. I think it'll go over well. Yeah.
Here's the thing for me. I'm like an entrepreneur. I just can't get anything done. That's my only problem. That's where you guys come in.
Well, we're not entrepreneurs either. You've had a lot of good ideas from the cartoon series. I think you had a musical at one point. I think we may have to enlist somebody else to help fund these things.
Well, you guys let me know, man. I'm the idea man. That's all I can do. But
you
I'm
are the idea.
And I got to be honest, most people I know, they're very discouraging when it comes to my idea. You guys are the only ones that support what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're supportive people.
Yeah, we're behind you 100%. Yep. So, Tommy, here we are, another Eagles season. We have the first game tonight, Eagles-Cowboys. Everyone wants to know what you think of the 2025 Birds and tonight's game.
Can I just say this? Is it overzealous to say I just believe we're going to repeat and we're still the best team?
No,
nah,
that's not overzealous.
Right. A lot of people feel that
right
way.
Yeah.
I think we're going to make history, right? I think this season's going to be even more exciting than the previous season. But one thing that really irks me, you guys probably feel angered by this as well. What is all this disrespect for Jalen Hurts? I mean, what's Cam Newton
take
got
it down
against?
Asking the right guys,
oh
yeah, certainly. Yeah, what is it, Spike? Fritz?
Why is it? Why are they so mean to him?
He's not mean.
Crying over here.
He's fine.
He was better than Mahomes in better Super
right.
Bowls, wasn't he?
Oh.
Yeah, he was.
Wait a minute. He was better than who?
Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
Wait, what's his name again?
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes. Oh, right. Okay, he was better than Mahomes in the Super Bowl. You're right.
Sherlock Holmes? This is Patrick
Yes, Mahomes. Another. Yep. Look, I don't know what the disrespect's all about. You're going to have to talk to Jack about that.
Yeah.
Well, and Cam Newton, because I like every kind of Newton. Sir Isaac Newton, Fig Newton, and as a football player like Cam Newton, this is changing my mind on that perspective. You know what I mean? Because he's being very mean to Cam, and I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how I could be a hater when I put a $50 bet on him to win MVP today.
Yeah, I bet 40 bucks.
You're really going to lean on that all year.
Plus 2,000.
Yeah, he really is, yeah.
Plus 2,000.
Just like I did 16-1 last year.
Yep. Tommy, I don't know what about the disrespect is, but I'm sure people like you representing him do a great job of fighting that disrespect.
Absolutely. You know what? To be honest, on another level, we're Philly. We like an underdog, right? So it's not the worst thing. If he's got a chip on his shoulder, you know what I mean? It's not a bad thing to have a chip on your shoulder in sports and in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What kind of chip's on your shoulder?
You know what he's going to do? He's going to pour water on all those haters this year.
Right. Well, see, you got potato chips on your shoulder. You pour some water. That's a dad joke right there.
Yep. So tonight.
A terrible one at that.
It's a horrible one, Tommy.
Thank you.
What is your prediction for tonight's game, Tommy?
We are going to dominate. They are a dysfunctional franchise. We're an elite franchise. Cowboys stink. We're going to dominate in all three aspects of the game. I'm going 38-13 Birds.
Wow. Big one.
Domination.
38-13. Well, Tommy, so glad that you're back. So glad that you're still an idea, man. We'll get one of these made. And your lips to God's ears on the game tonight. We can't wait to talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are best. I love you guys. It's going to be a great season. Go, Birds. I'm over and over and over and over and out.
There it goes. Tommy down the shore. Over and over and out.
Mahomes.
We got to get one of his ideas made.
I know.
We really do.
They're great ideas.
Yeah.
Baloney floaties.
Baloney floaties. So along with pinning Elliot down on a specific issue coming up and our predictions for tonight's game, we do have the top 5 of 5 coming up next. Jack, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, listen, you can't go 4 without looking in the past. That work?
That is not a saying.
Not even close to a saying.
Nope.
But I figured we got to take one last trip down memory lane to get people ready for the return of the Birds tonight.
Okay, so that is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.